Hello.
Hello, this is Winford Crassey returning your call. How may I help you?
Okay. Here I'm gonna go to a quieter room. I signed up in the last like 2 or 3 days for Craftsy, and I got it for my granddaughter. And I was looking at the thing today from it that, the confirmation and everything. And it was showing that my granddaughter's name is Madeline Field. And I gave the billing address as her address when that's actually not correct. I
You
want
said
the
what?
billing it.
What's not correct? The billing address?
I want to correct the billing address.
Sure, no, by all means, what's your email address?
Okay, my email address is Winnie Cosmell, and I'm going to spell it for you, WinnieKosmel at gmail.com.
One moment.
Sure. Are you working from
Madam,
home?
no, ma'am, I'm in the office.
Oh, okay.
Is that for Madeline Field?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's my granddaughter, and the address you have is her residence, but that is not the billing address, and I just didn't want anything to get goofed up because of that. I think that, like my credit card number, my Gmail account, all of that is correct except for the billing address.
So you want to update that 561 Mulberry Court to something
Yes, I
else?
did. Yes, I did, please.
All right, one moment. Let's go ahead and get that corrected. They're here with you.
Okay, good, good.
All right, what do you want to update that address to?
Okay, 909 East Kenilworth, and I'm going to spell it for you. Kenilworth Avenue, Unit 102, Palatine, Palatine, Illinois, 60074.
66074.
60074, correct.
And what was that city one more time?
Palatine, Palatine.
One moment. All right, so that's 909 East Kenilworth Avenue, and it's Kenilworth?
Correct.
Okay. And Palatine as the city, Illinois?
Yes.
All right, 1 second. All right, I went on and got that updated for you.
Okay, now I have one other thing I want to ask you about.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so when I ordered it, you know, I gave you my email address and the notification went to me. But however, seeing as how I wanted this for my granddaughter, you did not take her email address, which I was kind of hoping you would, so it would notify her of this.
So, you mean when you signed up, so would you like to change it to her email address, you're saying?
Yes,
or?
Yes, sir, I would.
Okay, 1 moment. All right, what did you want to update that email address to?
Oh, that would be C-R-A-Z-Y C-A-T-T 6321@gmail.com.
All right, so that's Season Cat, R as in Robert, A as in Ashley, Season Cat, Y as in YouTube.
Okay, no, we're going to start over again. C is in cat, R is in racy, A is in apple, Z is in zebra, Y.
Okay, catt6321@gmail.com.
Correct.
Got it. 1 second. All right, I went on and got that updated. The new email for this account is crazycat6321@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now she'll get the notification, correct?
Yeah, well, yes, she'll get notifications.
Okay, great. Well, that's what I needed to do then.
You're most welcome. No problem. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, I do have another question. I have two granddaughters. They're both crafters. I got this for the one, and I'm hoping that they will both share it. Now, if I want to add another one, is that going to be possible? All I'll have to do is pay another $350, right?
What, another account?
Yeah.
No, ma'am. I'm not really sure. You probably got that promotion, but we're not currently doing that promotion anymore.
Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your help.
You're most welcome. No problem. Thanks for calling. Let's see a Christ VDM membership.
Okay. Bye-bye now.